Four quick ways Eskom can get more power. Eskom says SA desperately needs an additional 5,000 megawatts of generating capacity. Here are some options. Harnessing power from independents. Eskom's nominal generating capacity is about 44,000 megawatts, but it also procures electricity from independent power producers, IPPs. These projects, mainly renewables such as wind and solar farms, have installed capacity of about 4,000 megawatts. However, a cap on how much electricity they are allowed to sell onto the national grid means they currently have unused capacity. Lifting the restriction would allow an additional 500 megawatts to immediately enter the grid from wind farms alone, according to wind industry officials. Harnessing unused capacity from solar projects could contribute about 300 megawatts more. More independent producers. Under former President Jacob Zuma, approval for new producers was delayed for years. Those projects finally got a green light in 2018. Some under construction could be fast-tracked and brought online before their agreed commercial operation dates. The government could also accelerate a new round of planned approvals that has been held up by administrative delays. However, those projects would likely not be on stream for more than 2 years. Self-generation. Private businesses have been clamoring for regulations to be eased to allow them to generate more of their own power, but are required to get a license to generate more than 1 megawatt of electricity. Even below that threshold, they must register their facilities with the energy regulator, a cumbersome process that has discouraged investment. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the government will consider how to get more self-generation online with excess production directed back onto the grid. Floating generators. Ramaphosa has said SA will look at the possibility of procuring more power via floating generators. While he did not go into detail, barge or ship-based power plants provide quickly deployable capacity. New York City, for example, has used barge-based power stations for decades. In Africa, Ghana signed a 10-year deal with Turkey's Karadeniz Holding in 2014 for 450 megawatts of floating generating capacity for its national grid. Russian nuclear energy giant Rosatom is, meanwhile, developing floating nuclear power stations, though they will likely not be available for commercial use for several years. Reuters.